quite some while ago now. I used to be quite a dab hand with CorelDRAW, a vector-based drawing package. It was really good. I'm not even sure what's happened to Corel these days, whether it's still in operation or not. But I've stopped using specific packages for drawing now because most of the functions that I want to be able to use in order to create diagrams can be found in the Office applications. So whether I'm in Microsoft Office or OpenOffice, if I'm in a word processing document, there are enough tools there for me to be able to draw most of what I need to be able to do. That's the case too within Google Docs. There's a Google Drawing application. So you can create drawings using all of the common features that you'd expect. You've got lots of shapes and lines, and you can resize things, and when you click on a shape you can you get a context sensitive menu, so you can change the way that it looks. You get word art, you can insert text boxes, you can insert images. And I want you to think back, if you listened to the last podcast on Google Presentations, images comes with a lot of useful features. So when you insert an image, you can either upload one, that if you've got it on your PC, you can link to an image that's got a URL, so you can bring one in from a URL if you've got that. The Google image search function is really useful. So if you need to be able to look for a specific image and use a search term, just as you would if you were looking for an image in Google normally, it's very helpful in that it only returns images which you can reuse. So that's really useful. You also get images returned, and you can choose from, you can filter them. So you can filter for images that have just got faces or photos or clip art in them. And you've also got a colour palette. So if you've got a specific colour scheme that you want to try to keep your image to, you can choose from the colour palette and it will filter down the images for you. So that's really useful, I think, when you're creating drawings. You get all the collaborative features that I mentioned before on the previous two packages. So you can work with others. Your students, for example, you might have a group that are working on set design, for example, so they could draw the plans of a set in drama, or it might be just a science experiment and they're drawing their apparatus, but actually collaborating together on that when they're in different places. So really useful. And of course, as I mentioned before, you can download your finished document as a PNG, JPEG, SVG,